It's me, Tony T, and this is your Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo. So there's this little Mexican restaurant that everybody was talking about. It was where all the cool kids, well, cooler than me anyway, would go and eat and hang out and have a great time, and it had this reputation of being this amazing place, but for whatever reason, I'd never gotten around to trying it. So one evening, I'm with some friends from church, and they announced, let's go eat at this place, this Mexican food place that everybody's raving about. So I was excited to finally try it, and it was good. I really enjoyed it. The next day, I was still thinking about it, so I went back again for lunch. And then, because my wife hadn't been there yet, I went back with her for dinner. And then on the third day, I decided, well, just a few more tacos, and I went back yet again. It became my new favorite place, and I went as often as I could for tacos, nachos, and my favorite, chimichangas. But somewhere along the way, as you might imagine, going there daily lost its luster, until it got to the point where someone might suggest, let's go eat here, and I'd say, really? Can't we go somewhere else? Last night, after we recorded our podcast, the entire crew went over there for a late night bite to eat, and as I left, I was thinking, you know, I'm okay if I don't have this again for a while. It's not that it was bad, nothing changed from the restaurant's perspective, I just kind of grew tired of it. Well, the Bible warns us about falling into the same trap, not regarding tacos, but when it comes to doing good and remaining faithful. Galatians 6:9 encourages us to not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we do not faint. Sometimes we start strong on something, and then it just kind of tapers off and fades away. Like the way for a minute everyone was playing Pokemon Go, and then that sort of just went away. Or how the whole nation was captivated by shows like American Idol, or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and then they just sort of faded into the background. The last thing that I want to see happen in my faith is for me to let my love grow cold, or to leave my first love behind altogether, like the church at Ephesus in Revelation. So let us purpose to stay motivated, stay encouraged, and stay committed every day to never give up and never get over the thing that God is doing in us and through us. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you'd like to connect with us, check us out online at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at nerdofgodcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated gifts with you. If you want to hear more, you can check out our full show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I got to grab my leftover tacos and get up on out of here.